For a great Chicago show, we can tell you where to go. You should dial your radio to the Skinny and Hooley Show. It's the Skinny and Hooley Show.
Listoon Varna. Oh, Listoon Varna. Listoon Varna.
How's it going there, everybody from Cork?
Hey, how's it going, everybody? Welcome once again to the Skinny and Hooley Show. I'm your old friend, Mike Houlihan. And with me, as always, my old buddy, my pal, my friend, Mr. James Skinny Sheehan. Skin, what do you say?
Hey, Hooley, happy September.
Oh, Skinny, what a night we got planned for everybody tonight. Just the shows just get bigger and bigger and bigger.
And better and better and better.
Hey, you're listening to the Skinny and Hooley Show. We're brought to you by Flood Brothers Disposal, our old pal Bob Flood. We're coming at you out of Cicero, Illinois. WCEV, we're Chicago's ethnic voice. 1450 on your AM dial. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're streaming online at WCEV1450.com. And if you ever miss a show, folks, you can always catch the podcast, usually up by Monday, at SkinnyHooley.com. Skinny, what a show last week, huh?
Oh, it's terrific.
And the boys came back with a victory. Mount Carmel 1-0.
Yeah.
New head coach, Jordan Lynch. So
Jordan is just terrific.
Congrats
terrific
to him and Ned Hughes, the Prince and President. Yeah. And
go Carmel.
Thank you.
They're off for a good seat. They're off for a good start. And they should have a very good seat. They're rated like number six. I don't know if you know that.
The old brown and white.
State, yes.
There's nothing like them. Yeah.
Should be good. It should be great.
And it was fun being with them and having
It's just so funny, though, Hooley, that football season has started. It just seems like we were here for Memorial Day.
I know. Summer went too fast.
It really goes fast. The older you get,
Labor Day, Monday.
I know.
Monday's Labor Day. It's over. Yeah.
It's just crazy. But it's all good. It's all good. We had a great summer. I think everybody had a good summer. And a little bit hot in Chicago, but things are going along great.
And they're just going to get greater now because we have tonight three of the ladies from the Murphy Roach Irish Music Club who just got back from Ireland, and boy, are their arms tired.
They just flew back. Three beautiful young musicians that are here to cheer us up tonight and play some music for us, Hooley.
Yeah. We have Bella Barnwell, right? Bella?
No. Bella?
Barnwell.
Oh, Barnwell.
Barnwell.
Okay. And Emma Strong.
Correct.
And Delaney Schwartz.
Correct.
Okay, so these guys are like, how old are you, Bella?
10.
10.
Where do you go to school, Bella?
7th Avenue School.
Where's that at?
It's in LaGrange.
Oh, very good. Uh-huh. And what grade are you in?
Fifth grade.
Good for you. What about you, Emma?
I'm 11, and I go.
She's the oldest. She wanted me to make sure that I knew she was the oldest.
Yay. okay. I'm 11, and I go to Hauser. It's in Riverside / Brookfield. It's
I live over in Berwyn.
Is that named after Dookie Hauser?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't think so.
I hope not.
I don't think so.
Very good. Delaney?
Delaney?
Step up to that
microphone. You've been on the show many times.
You've been on many times. How's Delaney, how old are you?
8.
All right.
8. Yeah. And what do you play, Delaney? What do you play? What's your instrument?
Fiddle.
The fiddle. Okay, Delaney, you can say more than one word.
Where do you go to school, Delaney?
Good Shepherd Lutheran School in Downers Grove.
Oh, now, doesn't the All-Ireland champion, Lexia Kennedy, go there as well?
She graduated.
Oh, she graduated. Oh, okay.
That was a good answer.
Oh, she's 14 now.
Good answer.
Hey, but how about it? She won the All-Ireland, huh? You guys should be proud.
That's great.
She's like a classmate of yours at Murphy Roach, right?
Woo-hoo.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Delaney, you got it all together tonight.
Okay, so
do you guys have any idea what you're going to do? How was Ireland?
Where were you
at in Ireland, first of all?
Drogheda.
Drogheda.
Drogheda. Wow.
It was near Turnmenfechan, too, kind of in between-ish a little bit.
It's what? It's near Dublin.
Yeah, yes. We know where it is. We were there, Skin.
I thought you were? Cool. Yeah.
Not this. What, not when you. With 400,000 visitors in Drogheda this week.
Whoa.
Or last week. Yeah.
That is a lot of visitors.
Sure is. Skinny's what, in-law? Wasn't he the bishop of Drogheda or something like that?
He was the bishop there. He was the Monsignor there, but he worked on Oliver Plunkett. Did you read about Oliver Plunkett?
St. Oliver Plunkett.
St. Yeah. Oliver Plunkett. He was from Drogheda. Yeah. And the English cut his head off.
Wow. And they have it in the church.
Because he was a Catholic.
Yeah, they have it in the church.
But
yeah.
Now they have churches.
That's disgusting.
Yes, yeah. It was.
It was really bad.
That's what happened in Drogheda.
I agree.
But they have the fla there, right?
So that's pretty cool. Yeah. And how long were you there?
Just a week.
Just a week. That's
8 days.
You know what?
That's plenty of time to be in Drogheda. It's not that big. Were you in Dublin at all?
I stayed there for 3 days. I got tons of souvenirs. Tons.
You know what? What about you?
I went to Tullamore, and I visited my dad's parents,
Nana. Oh, that's right. He's from Tullamore. Yeah.
Your dad's from Tullamore. Mm-hmm. Very good. Delaney, what about you? Did you go to Dublin at all?
Yes.
Very like good, Delaney.
I drove down there because I had to go to the airport through there, but I didn't get any souvenirs.
Okay.
I didn't think, you don't look like you're old enough to drive. You drove down there?
Taxi guy drove us down there to get to the airport.
Oh, okay. I thought probably Ubered. For a minute you Ubered it or you drove yourself.
Skinny, their teacher is Kel Cole, the great Kel Cole, who runs the Murphy Road School of Irish Music. And Kel so sent me a little thumbnail sketch on each of these young ladies. She tells me Bella Barnwell plays the accordion. She's really zooming. She's such a natural musician. Her dad is from Tullamore. She went strictly for... how do you say that?
Scholastia.
That's the school this year, and came back an even better player. Love this kid. She was just hired as a driller for the music school. What's that? What's a driller?
It's like where you teach the other kids.
Oh, really?
Oh, good for you. Okay. All right. Emma Strong qualified in airs. She went to.
Scholastia. I can't say it right.
Okay. It means school. She's a super high-level player. She's a brilliant technician. Here's the great story. Emma's parents could not bring her to Ireland. Her mom is sick. So her grandparents stepped in and brought her.
Not exactly the grandparents. Two of my grandmas. So.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, they're both grandparents.
Yeah.
Very good, Emma.
And they walked over. Well, good for them.
They walked over to Ireland?
Yeah, long distance. Okay. Delaney Schwartz, you've met her before. At only 8 years old, she qualified in the under 12 category for fiddle airs. She played with emotion that was well beyond her years, well beyond 100 year old, actually. I found the way to her heart, chocolate chip pancakes, right?
Oh.
Kel made her chocolate chip pancakes. We rent a house for the fly yearly and make all the meals for the kids, plus send them with a lunch every day. I brought the ingredients for chocolate chip can pancakes and figured I'd make them once, but Delaney wanted them every day. It was my absolute delight to make them for her.
That is
Kel, we should have Kel on the show. She's just a terrific gal.
Delaney, now, were you to Ireland before?
Yes.
How many times?
This was my second time going to Ireland.
Good for you. And you're
good. What about
eight.
You, wow. Emma?
This was my first time. I've never been there before. It was really exciting.
It's a preview of heaven, right?
Yes.
That's what we
Bella,
call it.
What about you?
This was my first time, too, but I've been there when I was only a few months old.
When you were
really? Oh, when a month old. Okay.
Oh, wow. Well,
good for your folks.
You guys were very excited to have you on the show and to have such talented young ladies come on.
We are. And if you want to know more about the Murphy Roach School of Irish Music or Irish Music Club, go to murphyroach.org. It's a great school. And it's every Saturday, right? Do you guys want to do it every Saturday?
Well, what about it? Do you think you guys could play something for us?
All right, so we're going to take a break here. We're going to set up first. So stand by.
Ready, go. Okay? One, two, ready, go. right.
That was great. Are we still on there, Huli? Yes.
Yes, we're still recording, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, it was.
Feel like doing another one?
You guys, it was really good.
No, do another one. They're whispering to each other now.
This is going to be a surprise for the audience and for Skinny and Huli.
The musicians are conferring.
Like they're calling to play.
Are you ready, Emma?
They're doing the huddle. They're coming out. Okay, here's the break.
They're on.
One, two, three.
From the Murphy Roach Irish Music Club.
Do you know what the name of that is?
Old Joe's Jig.
Old Joe's Jig. Yeah, very well.
The first one was Kerfunkton.
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 Okay. All right, now you had something you wanted to say, Bella. You tell us what it is.
Get up in the microphone, Bella.
Move it, and then you're going to put it back when you play your encore. Okay.
So I wanted to say that my Nana and Granddad in Tullamore, Ireland, really supported me. And
they'll be able to listen to the show. Tell them to go to skinnyhooly.com next week.
Keep talking, Bella. Yeah. They really supported you how?
Well, they just really like my Irish music.
Good for them. Yeah. And
get up close to the microphone.
Did you stay with them in Ireland?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And how long did you stay with them?
Just for a week.
And they're in Tullamore.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have any Tullamore do? Oh, okay.
She knows what you're talking about, though.
And then my Auntie Nancy and Uncle Joe in Chicago, they really helped me practice and everything.
Good for you. Yeah. All right. You're plugging your relatives.
Good for you.
And Emma, now you have this. What is it you wanted to tell us?
It's just random stuff my mom wrote down that I could have said if I wanted to.
Well, say it now.
Morris Lennon, he's part of Stockton's
Wind. Of course, we know who he is. Okay. Great fiddler of all time, yeah.
He came over when we were in Ireland to the house, and he taught Delaney, Lex, and me. He gave Delaney, me, and Lex critiques on how should we play, and he was just really fun.
He's a nice guy.
He is a great musician.
Great musician.
Yep, absolutely. Great guy.
In Ireland, we went busking, which is Pinellas Streets. It was really fun.
What town were you in for the busking?
Still in Drogheda.
Oh, okay.
There were so many people.
I'll bet it was packed. Sure, with all the kids and everybody from the flock. Oh, okay, cool.
And they came from all around the world, right?
They did come from all. There was people from Russia.
You gotta say yes. You gotta talk. You can't just nod your head.
We're on the radio.
Yes. I can't see you.
Anything else in your notes did you want to impart to our audience?
Well, Bella and me went to some castles. I'm not sure if Delaney did, but I certainly did. They were amazing.
Okay.
Lexi's win was amazing. She kept saying she wouldn't win, but she did.
Lexia Kennedy you're referring to. She won the All-Ireland. She's been on our show many times. 14-year-old. Just a great kid and a great musician.
Mm-hmm. While we were busking in Drogheda, there was a man making balloons, and so he made Delaney a balloon fiddle.
Oh, cool.
Really?
Yeah.
A monkey playing a fiddle. Yeah.
Did you play the balloon fiddle? Oh, good. Delaney, do you want to say
any final remarks, Delaney?
Delaney, get up on the microphone. Where'd you stay in when you were there?
I stayed with Bella and Emma in a townhouse. It was pretty small. And
I didn't stay with you. I stayed at
home. That hurry answer the questions.
Bella, I mean.
Emma okay. stayed at place.
So you stayed at a townhouse. Was it fun?
Yes.
How many times you've been on our show? Do you remember?
Nope.
Come on. At least three or four. I'd say this is probably your fourth time. Right, Billy?
Delaney, so you've been on a number of times, and you're very good.
Yeah. Don't let showbiz go to your head, kid. That's all I can tell you. Know? Okay, so how about one more tune?
Can you
got
do
one more in you?
Okay, they're going to huddle up for a minute.
They're huddling, folks. We're listening to Bella Barnwell, Emma Strong, and Delaney Schwartz from the Murphy Roach Irish Music Club. Their teacher is Kel Cole, just a wonderful person and musician in her own right.
And they all got back from Ireland some time ago, and they've all competed.
Just last week.
Yes.
All right, is her mic okay, Billy? Yeah. All right, here they are. They're going to play one more tune. One more tune. Ready? Right. And a one, and a two, and hit it. Schwartz,
excellent.
Emma Strong, and Bella Barnwell from the Murphy Roach Irish Music Club. Thank you so much, ladies.
Thanks for coming on the
show.
That was terrific.
Done.
And look forward to the next time you come on the show.
Do you guys know how to get to Carnegie Hall?
Do you guys know that it's 200 days to St. Patrick's Day?
Do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall?
They have no idea.
Practice, practice, practice.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
So what? I got an audience out there that knows.
Yes,
okay. All right. You can use that joke anytime you want. It's only older
than
I am.
Keep up the good work. Thank you guys so much
Thanks
for coming
a lot.
On. You're amazing.
God bless you all. Keep practicing.
Keep practicing.
All right.
Thank
you.
We're
going to take a little break here on the Skinny and Hooli Show,
see
and we'll be right back after these messages from our friends.
Attention commercial business owners, industrial business owners, restaurateurs, apartment, condominium, and building maintenance managers. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Service wants to earn your business. When was the last time you checked your garbage disposal rates? How about making a call or emailing for a free quote today at 773-626-5800 or online to floodbrothersdisposal.com. Flood Brothers is one of the last family-owned and operated solid waste recycling and yard waste firms serving metropolitan Chicagoland. Flood Brothers specializes in expert personalized service, extremely competitive pricing, and is backed by the Flood Brothers family name. Call Flood Brothers today. There's no charge other than a phone call to get a free quote. Call 773-626-5800 or go online to floodbrothersdisposal.com. When your name is on the trucks, you work harder to satisfy every customer. Call 773-626-5800. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Service. Your garbage and recycling waste is their bread and butter.
There's only one Irish pub on the Chicago River, and that's Lizzie McNeil's at 400 North McClure Court. We spend a lot of time there taping the Skinny and Hooli Show at Lizzie's almost every Wednesday night. You can escape the hustle and bustle of Navy Pier and relax at Lizzie McNeil's. Our old pal John Wren is your host. Please say hello when you stop by for one of their ice-cold brews in an authentic Irish pub. One visit and you'll be calling it your hometown hangout. We've been hanging at Lizzie's for going on 7 years now, so join us. When the weather gets nice, they have two outdoor patio areas where you can take advantage of the sunshine and a cafe menu of salad, sandwiches, and appetizers. Lizzie's also has a great private party room that's perfect for birthdays, graduations, and most nights at Lizzie's, you can meet the elite of Chicago's Irish-American community. So stop by Lizzie McNeil's soon, right by the river. Tell them you were sent by Skinny and Hooley. With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish American community of Chicagoland for just as long. Skinny and Hooley Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150. Smith Village, located in the Beverly neighborhood, is a life plan community that's backed by the strength and experience of Smith Senior Living. At Smith Village, and we're back on the Skinny and Hooley Show. Skinny, weren't they great?
They were fabulous. They were fabulous. So let's go to the dead people.
Okay. Nice segue. You know, Skinny, we're walking down Western Avenue. I look in the window of Ken's or Wrong's or Hearts or any of those great saloons. And see the ghost of my old pal Jimmy Goff through the mist. And he says to me, "Hey, Hooley, who'll die?"
Hey, Hooley, I was at a funeral yesterday. One of the guys from our neighborhood passed away. Charlie Bertling. He was sick for a long time. He got Alzheimer's. Great, great guy. The Bertlings are a great family. He was married to Mary Hayes. And he was a CPA. But he was a guy that grew up. The Bertlings, there's a bunch of boys and Willard, we call him Willard. That's his nickname. It's a friend of my
Willard.
Brother John. Bill Bertling, he's a great guy, too. But it was at St. Cajetan's. He's married to Mary Hayes, one of the Hayeses from St. John Fisher. So just the guy got sick, and then he got Alzheimer's, and it was really bad at the end. So say a prayer for Charlie Bertling, really good guy.
God rest his soul.
Yeah.
Charlie.
Guy we grew up with.
Skinny, Mary Brennan. Age 91, a native of Milltown, Malbay, County Clare. She was born on St. Patrick's Day, 1927. I think you had something to tell me about St. Patrick's Day.
It's 200 days from today, Hooley.
Wow, okay. Anyway, Mary Brennan was the beloved wife of the late Seamus, Jim Brennan. They were married for 53 years. She's the mother of Dr. Alice, Martha, Margaret, Maureen, and Martin. So say a little prayer for her. She was living at St. Patrick's residence of Naperville. God rest her soul, Mary J. Brennan, 91.
Michael Coffey passed away, Hooley, 74 years old. He was from Oak Lawn, and he was buried out of St. Bernadette's in Evergreen Park. He's survived by his children, Michael, Jane, Brian, and Josie. He is a graduate of Notre Dame. I knew him from the neighborhood. He was an avid runner, did a lot of stuff for Ronald McDonald's charities, and we just want you to remember him in your prayers. Great guy, Michael Coffey, 74.
God rest
his soul. Sounds young now, doesn't it, Hooley?
Yeah, it does. It certainly does.
And Mary Duffesy from Beverly.
That's a great name.
85 years old, Hooley, from Christ the King Church. She is survived by her children, Joseph, Kathleen, Thomas, Maureen, and Daniel. And she obviously was from Beverly. She lived there a long time, and she was from your parish, Hooley, Christ the King,
CK.
The great Christ the King. And finally, Patricia Grant from Mount Greenwood. Patricia was 98 years old.
God bless her.
And she was buried out of St. Christina's Church on 111th Street there. She survived by her daughter, Robin, son, Russ, her daughter, Carrie, son, Michael, and her other daughter, Mary Pat. So another Irish lady, 98 years old. Holy, that's a great life to live that long. So, Patricia Grant, remember her? She was a MacArthur before she got married. So,
Skinny, last Saturday we had our meeting at the Cork and Kerry for the crack tour of Ireland. A 2018 Skinny and Hooley trip to Ireland, and the beauty of it is Skinny's not going.
How was it?
It was great. And Shay Clark was there. You know Shay. I got the gift of the gab. And he was laying out the whole trip on the, what do you call it, PowerPoint. And a lot of the, Dave Durkin was there.
He gave a preview of what the show was about, or the trip was about.
So there's only 9 spots left, folks. And if you want to get in on it, you got to call Mary Weebler at Intertrav. What the heck is the number?
Call her fast. We're getting down to the end here.
Right. Yeah. We are getting down to the end.
And
Emer Arkins, the beautiful Emer, who was our musical guest star from Clare, she had a concert last Saturday night at the Heritage Center that I went, and I filmed her singing The Darling Girl from Clare. She was just terrific. Gino will be on the trip.
I'm not able to go this year, but Gino's going with you from Coney Funeral Homes and the former president of the Irish Heritage Center.
He'll be right here. He's also a great comedian, magician. He'll do the bingo games on the.
He does a lot of magic. Yeah, he's pretty
great.
Cool.
Yeah, he's great. So we'd hope to, if you want to get in on it now, soon. I'll give you that number at the next break. Skinny, before we go back to another commercial, I don't think I told this joke on the show last week, and it's pretty good, I think. So you remember King Sir Lancelot and the Knights of the Round Table and all that, and King Arthur and all that. All right, so they were going to fight the Crusades, right? And right the night before they're going, Lancelot pulls his buddy Galahad over and says, "Listen, I'm going on the Crusades. I know you're not going this time. Something could happen to me. I want you to keep an eye on my wife and just take care of her. You're my best friend, and I know she's so beautiful. If anything should happen to me, I'd like you to take care of my beautiful wife, and I'm going to give you the key to her chastity belt, and just hang on to that in case anything happens to me." And he goes, "Oh, Lance. Okay, pal. Best of buddies. I got you covered. Don't worry about it." So they leave, and the next morning the crusade leaves the castle, and they're all got the big flags, and their horses are trotting out, and they get about a mile away, and all of a sudden they see a big pile of smoke and a horse galloping after them. And what the heck is this? And they stop, and he goes, "My God, it's Galahad." And Galahad pulls up and goes, "Lance, wait." And he goes, "What is it? Is it my wife?" And he goes, "No, you gave me the wrong key." I like that one. Okay, we got to take a break. The Skinny and Hooley Show. Wanted to get us back in the mood there. We'll be right back after these messages from our friends.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame. Played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's and law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Juries won $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their 5 kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story. If you're looking for an office in the loop, you got to check out Integrated Office Suites at 20 North Clark Street and 455 North City Front Plaza Drive in the NBC Tower. IOS has an entire floor in these two very prestigious buildings, and they offer the best in executive offices, virtual business offices, personalized phone answering, conference room and day office usage, administrative support services, and customized packages with fixed monthly invoices. Integrated office suites are convenient and very classy. So get in touch with our friends at integratedofficesuites.com or call them at 312-561-2300 and tell them Skinny and Hooley sent you. That's integratedofficesuites.com, 312-561-2300. You'll be glad you did.
I'm Brendan O'Brien. Back in June of 1976, a guy opened a saloon on the south side called Riley's Daughter. That guy is my dad, Boz O'Brien. Millions of pints have been poured since then. Our family has quenched the thirst of the south side for over 41 years. The storied history of Riley's Daughter is familiar to generations of friends who've told me their tales of nights they'll never forget at Riley's. Maybe they met their future wife or hubby at Riley's, or maybe they were there for many of our White Sox, Bears, or Notre Dame trips, or maybe their grandmother once bribed the judges in our Irish soda bread contest. We'll never tell. My family has been proud to be part of that over the years. One thing my dad has taught me is that you can't have too many friends. The legacy of Riley's Daughter has been the people we've been lucky enough to meet who stop by and share their good times with us. Today we're back in the South Side, right where we started, at 4010 West 111th Street in Oak Lawn. As Yogi Berra said, it's deja vu all over again. We actually closed the deal on our return the day Yogi died. God rest his soul. 2 years later, we haven't missed a step. If Yogi were alive, we'd tell him. Pull up a stool at Riley's Daughter and make yourself at home. If it's good booze and a friendly chat you're looking for, please stop by and say hello to my dad, Boz, my brother, Danny, or me, Brendan O'Brien. If you don't bring a story, we'll make sure you leave here with one. And if you mention the Skinny and Hooley Show, we'll make sure to put an extra ice cube in that drink of yours. Hope to see you back at Riley's Daughter in Oak Lawn on 111th Street.
And we're back, Skinny, and we have a very special surprise. We got very lucky because the Murphy girls are here. The Murphy sisters are here from Tipperary tonight on the Skinny and Hooley Show, and they've agreed to come over and talk to us.
The world-famous Murphy sisters.
The world-famous Murphy sisters from Tipperary. And we're just delighted that you're here.
Thanks so much.
We have Lorraine.
Jenny.
Lorraine. And Yvonne.
Yep. Yvonne.
Okay.
The Murphy sisters.
Now, what brought you guys here to Chicago?
We came here with...
You got to get right up in the mic.
Oh, sorry. My apologies. We're here with the Twin Towns Committee, and we came over to perform in Peoria as Air and Fish.
Oh.
Yeah.
Peoria, okay. Illinois.
Peoria, Illinois, wow. Yeah.
And when was that fest?
Last week, right?
Yeah, it was just at the weekend there. Yeah. So we came up to Chicago.
Is it also Peoria Irish Fest? Is that what it is?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I played that years ago. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's great. They get a nice crowd there.
It's fantastic. It was a huge festival. Yeah, it's brilliant. The weather nearly killed us, though.
It was so hot.
So hot.
Yes, it was a very warm weekend last weekend. Yeah.
Very hard to play music.
We got the good weather with us.
So you guys are like a group, the Murphy Sisters. Is that the name you go by?
Yeah, right. That's our name, yeah.
Oh, we just, yeah.
We have another name then at home in Ireland. We have another singer with us, and we're called Broken Bridges.
Broken Bridges.
Yeah, yeah. We're a band from around the...
Clonmel.
Yeah.
Clonmel.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's not a sister of ours, so we have to change our name to Broken Bridges.
And Jenny, you play music too, right?
Oh, I do, yeah. We all play, yeah.
And what school are you? Are you going to school?
I'm in University College Cork, studying music and maths. Secondary school teaching or high school teaching here.
I have a math question for you after the show, but you go next.
Thank God it's off the air.
I'm in university in Limerick studying elementary school teaching or primary school teaching.
Oh, that's where Skinny's people are from. Limerick.
My father's from Limerick. How
hey,
about Limerick,
won
the All-Ireland.
All
they
yeah.
did. We
Wasn't
were all
great?
Thrilled.
Yeah, it was
our first time winning in years in about...
30 or... No, long time.
45 years,
I think. Years, yeah. So
were you there when they won?
I actually was at home watching the match. But okay. I went up to Limerick that night for celebration.
I heard they went crazy.
Oh, mental, yeah. Best night ever.
That's great.
Yeah, we're delighted for them now.
And you got your little sister with you, Yvonne.
Yeah,
Yvonne.
We do.
And Yvonne, now were you in school?
I'm still in high school, so secondary school. I'm going into sixth year, so it'll be my final year of secondary school.
Very good.
So
they look like movie stars, too.
They are movie stars. Now, how long have you guys been playing together? Your whole lives?
Whole lives,
yeah. As long as we can remember, really.
We started music when we were around 10 years of age, wasn't
Who
it?
Who got you into that? Your dad, your mom?
Mom and dad, yeah.
Mom was the one to push us for Les. She was great now to get us going, and Dad had a great interest in music. Dad was quite musical himself. He's a very good singer.
Oh.
But Mam was very good to get us all started to be, yeah. The two of them, yeah, really got us through.
And you live in a farm.
We do.
That's right. It's a dairy farm.
Yeah.
Small dairy farm.
Now, does Broken Bridges have a website or anything?
We do. Yeah, we're on Facebook anyway.
Oh, Broken Bridges on Facebook. Facebook. So check it out.
Broken Bridges -band.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So very good.
Yeah.
And, give us a like.
You know what we'll do? We'll put the link to this show next week, and you can send it out to all your friends, and they can listen to you.
Oh brilliant. Thanks. Lovely.
Now, tell me, where in Tipperary is the farm?
It's in Ardfinnan, which is a small little village near Clonmel. It's about 20 minutes outside the town of Clonmel.
Oh, very good. Yeah. My grandfather was from Nina.
Oh, North Tip.
That's in North Tipperary. Yes.
Or South Tip, yeah.
Yeah.
It's my mother's father was from Nina.
Oh, fabulous.
Fantastic.
So it's a very small, he's a Ryan. You know, there's about 9 million Ryans in Tipperary.
Yeah. That's right, yeah. There's a brilliant pub actually up in North Tipperary. I'll give them a shout out. Jim of the Mills. Yeah. It opens on a Thursday night. It's fantastic. It's called, and they're the Ryans family. They're farmers as well. They open up their own house and have everyone coming over, don't they?
Yeah,
from all over the world.
From all over.
Yeah. Oh, really?
It's only open one night a week on a Thursday night.
Yeah.
So it's
probably enough.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
Oh, it's incredible. Spot. If anyone wants going to Ireland, definitely go there.
Up near Holy Cross, Ballycahill.
Yeah. Oh, okay. And how do you like Chicago?
Oh,
absolutely love it.
Where are you staying while you're here?
We're staying in a hotel down
Congress
the
Congress. Yeah.
The what is it?
The Congress.
Oh, the Congress Hotel right on Michigan Avenue.
Yeah.
That's right.
Oh, that's nice.
How about Grant Park? Isn't it brilliant?
Oh,
the park across the street.
Oh,
yeah.
So I've seen nothing like it.
It's fantastic. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Have you gone over to see the lake?
I was here 3 years ago and I've seen the lake and it's just breathtaking.
We should stop into Kitty O'Shea's in the Hilton. That's an Irish pub.
They probably know everybody in there.
Oh, lovely.
It's Tom Skinny and Hooley sent you.
Yeah.
Definitely. We were in
the Galway Arms.
The Galway Arms. They have a great session on Sunday nights.
Yeah.
And they got a Tuesday night session. Pat Quinn was running the session. The banjo player.
Yeah.
Oh, good for you.
So we were playing with them last night.
Were you really? That's terrific.
Yeah, we had a few tunes.
Oh, so you had your instruments with you and everything?
They're back at the hotel now. We just didn't bring them with us.
Yeah.
The Kitty O'Shea's is just two blocks south
of two blocks south of the Congress. Yeah.
All right.
Don't walk any further south.
Yeah. Just go to Kitty O'Shea's. It's just a couple blocks south.
It's in the Hilton. It's in the lobby of the Hilton.
Which is just a gorgeous hotel,
and a lot of people from Ireland there. It's
owned
by an Irish guy, or used to be. Eamon Brady, you're managing it.
Class. We'll have to check it out.
Yeah. And then when we were in Peoria, we stayed with Jim and Laurie Dillon. We have to give them a shout out too.
Oh, good.
The mayor of West Peoria.
They're the mayor of West Peoria, Jim Dillon.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Well, good for him.
Yeah.
Oh, good
for him. So they're absolutely fantastic.
Jim, thanks for bringing the lovely Murphy sisters to Chicago.
And Jimmy Spears' pub, best pub ever.
I've been there.
Have you?
Yes. I got a T-shirt from there.
Yeah. They're brilliant.
Yeah.
We performed there with the High Kings on Sunday night.
Did you really?
Amazing.
Oh. Now, you know who they're related to? They're related to, remember Alderman Tommy Fitzpatrick?
Yeah.
They're related to him somehow. Because when I was in Peoria.
He's our alderman, Holy.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a son in that band whose father was in the Clancy Brothers. You all probably know about the Clancy Brothers.
Of course. They were the best ever.
Yeah. So that was the best session ever that night.
Oh, the High Kings. They were obviously playing the Peoria Fest as well.
They were, yeah, they were. Oh, they were fantastic. Yeah. They were playing Friday and Sunday night, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
So you guys got to play with them. That's pretty cool.
You like the Coors. Do you ever hear the Coors?
Yeah, they're brilliant.
Yes.
Something like them, yeah.
They're not like as good as the Broken Bridges, though.
No.
Is it Bridges? Yeah,
that's
Bridges.
Bridges.
All right, what about a tune from our friend Yvonne? What do you want to do?
Go Lassie Goes.
Okay.
Irish song.
There's another name for that. What is it? The Thistle or whatever the heck it was? I can't remember.
Oh, right.
Isn't that it? You know.
Yeah, Go Lassie Go. By Clancy Brothers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, only on the Skinny and Hooley Show here in Chicago.
Yvonne
by
Murphy.
Exclusive arrangement with Yvonne Murphy.
Oh, the summertime is coming. And the trees are sweetly blooming, and the wild mountain thyme grows around the blooming heather.
above, near your pure crystal fountain, and on it I will pile all the flowers of the mountain. Will you go, La Seco, and we'll all go together to pluck wild mountain thyme all around the blooming heather? Will you go, La Seco, if my true love she were gone? I would surely find another where the wild mountain thyme grows around the blooming heather. Will you go, La Seco, and we'll all go together to pluck wild mountain thyme all around the blooming heather? Will you go, La Seco? Will you go, La Seco?
All right!
Woo! Yvonne Murphy, way to go.
That was terrific.
That was
also known as Wild Mountain Thyme.
Wild Mountain Thyme, that's it.
Okay. Yes.
That was terrific. That was Yvonne Murphy.
Thank you.
Stop the place. You notice how quiet it got in here? Terrific.
Terrific job.
Now, do your sisters kind of lead you astray sometimes when you're out partying in Peoria and places like that?
We have a bad story about that. Oh, yeah, we do, actually.
That's a yes.
Oh, let's hear it. Can you tell it on the air?
No.
York City. So I went out in Cork City with Jenny and all her mates from college during the summer, and I... of course, I'm 17, and so I borrowed Lorraine's spare ID. So I would try to get into a bar, and the bouncer asked me what my age was. And of course, I panicked and I said, 18, no, 21. I completely forgot, and because it was over 21s that bar.
Right, yeah.
And Lorraine is 21, but I panicked at the time, and then I got caught out then. So, yeah.
So we are bad influences. Yes.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, well, that's what
that happened to me. And Holy, we try to get in a bar all the night, and we panicked.
I'm
skinny,
little
brother. We said 75, and they said you got to be under 70.
Well, we're so glad you're here, Falcha. Falcha.
Garmila.
Yeah.
It's great to be here.
Oh, it's terrific.
And we just stumbled up in here. We just came in for food. We were just off the boat. We did the boat ride around Chicago.
Well, I'll go on the thing, and I'll send you the link for the show, and you can put it on your Facebook page, which is Broken Bridges. and just check it out, Broken Bridges/band on Facebook.
And when do you go back to Ireland?
Tomorrow night.
Unfortunately.
Oh, okay.
We've been here since Friday now, so... Unfortunately, it's all come to an end.
Back to school, back to the grind.
Back to reality.
Well, next Monday, it'll be up on the podcast. Yeah. If you want to listen to the show in Ireland, you'll enjoy it.
Fantastic.
You can tell everybody else. SkinnyHooly.com.
Class.
Lovely.
We'll tell everyone at home about it.
Yes.
It was great to meet you guys. Thank you so much for coming.
Thanks for having us.
God bless you all. Give our best to your
mom and dad. This is fun. You guys were fun.
And your sister at home.
Enjoy Chicago.
There's a sister at home, right?
Yeah, Fiona.
Oh, Fiona.
She's brilliant. She's the little pet of the family, and she plays the fiddle and the bar on, but she was a bit too young to come on this trip.
Next time, bring her with you.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. 100%. She's 11, so she'll definitely... She's mad for road.
She is.
Okay. Thanks. The Murphy sisters.
The Murphy sisters.
Thanks so much.
We'll be right back after these messages from our friends on the Skinny and Hooly Show.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started 80 years ago by their grandfather. Today, 15 members of the family still work together. And as in their grandfather's day, they're service-oriented and believe that the only way to do something is the right way. Flood Brothers are price competitive, so you can count on them to exceed your expectations. So contact Flood Brothers for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. And remember their motto, your rubbish is our bread and butter. So call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
When your family has suffered a loss, there's one family I know who will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Home are third generation family owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. Robert J. Sheehy and Son Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted in Chicago. At the time, this is one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind, was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. This trademark of success is evident 98 years later as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. The name Sheehy on their sign outside the funeral home means something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. When my brother Willie died a few years ago, the Sheehys took very good care of our family, and you know you never forget something like that. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike Orico, and John Sullivan, and the rest of the staff take great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. Bob Sheehy will tell you, we pride ourselves in offering the highest level of professionalism with every family we serve. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today, available at your local grocery store.
This is Mike Houlihan. I support Concern Worldwide. If you want to do something about global poverty, hunger, refugees, the unacceptable suffering of young children, if you want to reach people directly where the need is greatest, you should too. For 50 years, since its grassroots beginnings in Dublin, Concern has saved and changed millions of lives. It's been the proud, relentlessly compassionate face of Ireland to the world. Support Concern today at concernusa.org. That's concernusa.org. There is no more Irish thing you can do.
And we're back on the Skinny and Hooley Show, having a blast here at Lizzie McNeil's every Wednesday night. Come on by and join us. We'd love to have you join us. You never know who you're going to run into. Here we run into
the Murphy Sisters.
The Murphy Sisters, and the next thing you know, they're here singing a song. And weren't they delightful?
They were wonderful. Yeah. Wonderful. And smiling and laughing.
Oh, just having a great time. God bless them.
And before that, we had Emma.
We had Emma and Bella and
Delaney.
Delaney.
We're terrific.
The Murphy Roach Irish Music Club. There's
Emma.
There's Emma right now.
Right.
And we thank Kel Cole for bringing them to us and repeatedly bringing the kids by. It's just terrific. She runs a great school out there. I think it's Burr Ridge or Hinsdale, and she just does a great job. You know how I thought of this was Sunday, St. Odilo's had their Odilopalooza. Father Tony Brankin puts on a big party on the street, and he has all kinds of musicians and mariachis. And at 6 o'clock, he had the Irish musicians, and he had Kel Cole and the kids from the music club. Also John Shine, Teresa's brother John.
Oh yeah.
And he was there, and I just thought, oh, we should get them back on the show again. And there's Dr. Ronnie Marasso. Is he leaving? No, he's sticking around. Okay. So every Wednesday night, you never know what's going to happen. So come on by and join us. We'd love to have you join
us. And now the families, the people with the Murphys are talking to the musicians.
Yeah, the Murphys are
talking. It's great.
It is.
Really.
It's terrific. Yeah.
We had a nice crowd here tonight for them.
Yeah.
Cheered them on.
Hey, Skinny, I want to remind everybody that October 3rd coming up is the Chicagoland Sports Hall of Fame dinner.
Benefiting Special Olympics.
Thank you. That's right. Benefiting Special Olympics on their 50-year anniversary. Kevin Butler's going in, and Muffet McGraw, the coach of Notre Dame, and Eric Dickerson is going in. Loyola Ramblers coach Porter Mosier is going in.
He did.
Mitch Rosen's going. Mitch Rosen's being honored.
Yeah, buddy Mitch.
25 years with the score. Just a great night. So if you want to get tickets, go to ChicagolandSportsHallOfFame.org, and we'll be talking about it every week from now on. We may even get some of the athletes on the show. You know, actually, we got coming up next week, we got Frank Winters from the Bears and Jerry Fontenot Frank Winters from the Packers. Oh, he'd kill me if he heard me say that. Frank Winters from the Packers and Jerry Fontenot from the Bears to preview the Bears-Packers game.
And you know what? They know what they're talking about.
Oh, these are the guys. They're both centers.
Who handles the ball every single play?
The center.
The center.
Yeah.
And they are going to come in and give us a preview, and they're going to tell us a few stories about the Bears and the Packers, and we're very excited about that.
And both great guys, too.
Great guys. Yeah. And a lot of people, when they come to the show next week, Hooley, we just want to tell you, they'll be sitting on the other side. People will mix you and I up with the two pro football players,
sure,
you know.
They will. Yeah.
They'll be like, is that Skinny or is that Hooley? They'll be talking about Jerry Fontenot. And
we do encourage everybody to come on down, but we don't want any of that Packers fighting or any of that stuff.
No. It's all, no cheeseheads.
Yeah, we don't need the cheeseheads. But Frank Winters is a gent.
Oh, yeah.
Absolute gent. And has hung out with us many times. He was on the show a couple of years ago when he was inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Good buddy with our buddy Charlie Carey.
Yeah, he's Charlie's pal. Yeah. So that's coming up. But next week, we'll plug it again next week, the Hall of Fame. But stick around for next Wednesday night. And then we got Joe Ahern from the 100 Club
coming
next week, too. That'll be fun.
Does such a great job, Joe.
And helps all the first responders and everything. So,
Joe's got some really poignant stories, I would say, about the police and fire, people that give up their lives for us. And, Hooley, I want to remind people on September 14th, I think it's the 14th, whatever it is, the Sunday. We're having the Midway 5K at Midway Airport Sunday morning.
Oh, I've been to that many times.
Yes, and come on, it's a 5K race. You can walk, you can run, you can whatever you want to do.
Sunday?
I think it's September the 7th is...
Well, this Sunday is 16th. The 2nd.
This Sunday is the 2nd, so it's September 16th. That's right. It's 3 days after my birthday.
That's right. Ooh.
And everyone comes out. You run on the airfield. It's the most unbelievable race.
It is. It's cool. A lot of fun.
And it's only 3 miles, but you're contributing to Special Olympics here in Chicago.
You can walk.
You can walk.
I think I walked.
We have a kids' race, too. If you got any children that are fast in a mile, bring them out. And we'll have several hundred people there, and there'll be a couple surprise guests. So come out September 16th, Midway Airport. The race is like coming at 8 o'clock in the morning, and we will get you out and on the course to run. So,
Skinny, one more reminder about this the Skinny Hooley trip to Ireland, the Crag Tour of Ireland with me and Gino Cooney, October 11th to the 18th. If you go to what's the website here? Intertrav. Oh, here it is, www.grouptripsandtravel.com. You can sign up online, www.grouptripsandtravel.com. Talk to Mary Weebler. She can set you up. We'd love to have you join us. We still have some spots left. What else you got, Skin?
I want to say something about they're having the first annual Red Dwyer golf outing Friday, September 7th at Bloomingdale Country Club. 8:30 registration, 9:30 shotgun. It's $150 a player.
It's Friday, September 7th.
It's the Red Dwyer Scholarship Fund. They don't have a number here, Hooley, and I'm looking for the website. But I'm sure you can look it up on the
They got internet. A big ad in the Irish American News. Check it out.
Yeah, so it's a big ad in the front page of the Irish American
News. And then don't forget, coming up September 28th, 29th, and 30th is the fourth annual Irish American Movie Hooley. We got three great films. We got three great filmmakers all going to be in town that weekend. It's going to be a Hooley. What can I tell you? So you'll be hearing more about that. And we got some interviews that we're going to do with the filmmakers. They're all going to be in town that weekend, so please join us. and Slane Irish Whiskey is sponsoring the whole film festival.
What would a film festival be without an Irish whiskey?
Absolutely. And there's a big opening night party at the Emerald Loop with our friend Eamon Vaughn. And you can have the complimentary Slane Irish Whiskey while you're waiting in the lobby, you know, before the film starts. Every night, actually, is the complimentary tasting, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So we're looking forward to that, and we invite everybody to please join us. If you went last year, you know how much fun it is, and you will dig it, so come on down. What a great night with the Murphy sisters and the young kids from the Murphy Roach School or Club. It's a school, but it's also a club.
Hey, you know, Julie, we're coming up in another month or so on our 10th anniversary.
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing that we put up with each other that long.
It certainly is.
We do want to thank Billy for listening to our corny jokes and crazy stuff that we do. He's been with us from day one.
Yeah.
He's still, I figured he'd be under psychiatric care
by now. We'd have fired him, but no, who would replace him? He's irreplaceable.
He's irreplaceable. He is. And we want to thank all our listeners that listen every
Absolutely.
Weekend. And we want to thank Bob Flood from Flood Brothers. And
we should have like a big celebration.
It's not a bad idea.
Well, it's not till November, but that's a good idea. Yeah.
In November, yeah, we will. Let's do that, Holy.
Yeah.
Invite down a bunch of people, and we'll see if they can come down. We'll get a couple of musicians and some.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, by the way, I forgot.
Yes, by the way?
I ran into someone. They said Jack Wright is really mad. He says that we cut him out of the show. What's wrong with Wright? He said he made this show. It's a joke. Okay. You know, so, Jack, we got to get Jack on.
Get
maybe
him back. What's wrong with Wright?
Yeah, just
and the History Detective's coming back to town.
He's moving next Saturday to Chicago.
Oh, so he'll be back.
We'll be back. So, you know, we want to thank everyone that listens. We want to thank all our sponsors. And
we will see you later. Bye.
The Skinny and Hooley Show is recorded in front of a live audience.